One day there was a tree and her name was Mary. Every story starts up one day. And Mary was planted down the back of the garden in a big, huge field. But when Mary was born, her arms were parallel to the ground. That means they were out like that, like, watch, like that. And she had to stand up all day long. And she was a bit like the man in the moon who stands all night long, except for Mary stood all day long. And we all know the man in the moon had very, 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 very tall legs and a big, huge head. But Mary was on her own and she had no friends. The man in the moon, he made friends with the cow who tried to jump over him while he was sleeping on the grass. Do you remember that story? Mm. Yep. So, Mary was like standing with her arms out, like all like that. And she was standing all day and her legs were tired. But what had happened was about 20 years ago, somebody got the planting spaces wrong. And there was another tree planted at the time very far away from her. And his name was Des. And we know Mary and Des because that's her auntie and uncle. But these are trees and Mary and Des, the other Mary and Des, they're aunties and uncles. They're people, not trees. They get to lie down and go to sleep like you're doing now. Anyways, when Des and Mary got older, Mary started to get much taller and her legs were stuck together and Des's legs were stuck together because they were trees and it looked like they have one leg, but secretly they have two. And at night time, when it's really windy and we're asleep and the blankets are up around us, Mary used to start calling Des and she'd say, the wind would blow. And as the wind went, Mary would go, Des. And I used to say to Mam, what's that noise? And Mam would say, oh, it's just the trees blowing in the wind. And I'd go, okay. And I thought that's what it was. But one day, I was down the back. I'd left my keys in the Jeep. And Whitey and Sparky were very scared. And the trees were just standing there blowing in the wind. And next minute I heard, Mary! The wind was delayed. And only for the wind happened a little bit late, I wouldn't have heard one tree trying to talk to the other. When they were small, they really couldn't hear each other because trees don't have ears. They have very small ears and we can't see them. And their ears are up very high in the sky. But the wind is blowing their ears and their arms are stuck out like that. So they can't put their hands over their ears to stop the wind going in. And so the other tree can't always hear what the other tree is saying. But when we go to bed and it's very, very, very late and the dogs are gone to bed and it's very, very, very late and we're wrapped up and it's really windy. After about a long time, because you don't have a watch, Mary decided she wanted to have a cup of tea. So another tree was, after falling down, it was only going for a little bit of a sleep. And Mary went over and she sat down on the tree. And I don't know where she got that kettle from. There must have been a deal on in DID Electrical. But she went down there and she got herself, I think it was a Kenwood, and she got a coffee grinder and she got a coffee percolator, in which case she didn't need the Kenwood in the first place. Well, she did, but you know what I mean. She started to grind some beans and she sat down and she made a cup of coffee. And she thought Des couldn't see her getting up out of the ground and sitting down. And Des came over and sat down beside her. And because he's a tree and his arms can't bend, do you know the way Whitey, our dog, has no hands? She only has feet. Do you know the way that? Are you asleep? Oh, okay. Well, Mary made a cup of coffee and Des went to put his arm around her, but he couldn't. It could only go straight like a duck's wing. It couldn't bend. Do you know the way ducks don't have anything? Well, it looks like they have fingers, but their arms don't bend because they're not arms, because they're wings. And Des came over and he put his branch around her back and he went like that and he said, "That's okay, Mary. I'm your friend. And I know sometimes you think that you can't, that I can't hear you, but sometimes I can." And Mary said to Des, "Will you be my best friend?" And Des said, "Well, you're the nearest tree to me. You are my best friend. You're my only best friend." And the two of them were best friends after. But you know the way sometimes Dad closes one eye and I wink at you. And then other times when I'm going to work, I put my finger on the glass and then you put your finger on the glass and we touch fingers. Well, Mary and Des decided that because sometimes at night time they couldn't hear each other and they didn't want Dad and anybody else to know that they could talk, they would just touch leaves together. That's all they would do. And in the winter time, their twigs, when they blew in the wind, they would bang off each other. But they wouldn't bang off each other, they'd go like that. And they used to make clapping together and that used to make them smile. And that's why trees are so happy when it's windy. Now, that's the end of that story.